life. That's my husband, Mark.
You have a serious look on your face. You're ready. Oh, you're going to tackle me.
You know, I'm serious right now. I am. It's game day. Let's get this. Let's get this done.
Hi, I'm Mark, your husband.
Scrum down.
Yeah, ruck over.
I ruck over, yeah. In my high heels.
Do you have any idea what that stuff means?
I have no idea what that means. I just know that that's rugby stuff.
That's rugby stuff, yeah. From my youth.
It's like football, except like...
Awesomer.
You're too manly to wear like pads and stuff.
Don't need it. Break, slow down, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, here is the ham-handedest segue ever. Here it is. Stay tuned, because here it comes. Slow down, stop, never. Like our guest, Mitch Quinn from Formica, a company that has been in business nearly a century with much more dignity and grace than my transition into this conversation.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much. Formica has been in business 98 years. We celebrate our 100th anniversary in 2013, and we're gearing up for that. But
you really don't look that old.
I appreciate it. I work out. Now, despite being 98 years in business, you know, we keep trying to bring new innovative products to the marketplace and for the remodelers as well as new home builders. And I think Todd just talked to you a lot about our big product, 180FX, and what that's done to the laminate market. We've also added a new innovation on the solid surface side, which is our E-Series recycled product.
Now, I'm very excited about that because isn't the E-Series, you guys have the most post-consumer recycled material in that?
Correct.
Okay.
That product is 15% recycled in total. 10% is post-consumer, so it's actually styrofoam cups.
What?
Get out.
Yeah, no. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. So styrofoam cups gets recycled into that product, and there's another 5% of pre-consumer, which is just industrial byproduct that we work back into the process. So
great. That comes from stuff you're doing in your factories now or elsewhere, other industry?
A bit of both. Some comes from within our factory, and some comes from other manufacturers.
How do you identify, this is just a crazy question, how do you identify styrofoam cups as being something that works?
It's all engineering. Let me tell you about it.
You draw a picture for me?
No idea.
No, it's a fair question, but we have a really good R&D staff that works the chemistry side of our products constantly, and you know, as we push to see what could we fill up our product with that was out there that we could recycle, they tried hundreds of different products and kind of worked backwards into what's the right chemistry of the raw material that you want to put in, and they worked themselves to polystyrene, and that was a good answer for us.
And that must be a really interesting place to work in the R&D at Formica too. I mean, it's just that I would want to go and look in there, but I'm sure I'm not allowed to, and see what they're all working on, because I bet they've been working on these for a long time, and seeing all the stuff that they're going through to see, should we use this, should we use that?
It's a very interesting place. I mean, again, as I said, we have some great team members there. But you know, I mean, in some ways, it looks like there's part of it that looks like a printing press area where they're looking on different designs. There's part of it that looks like a chemistry lab where they're working with basic chemistry to work on the product.
Wow.
Beakers, lots of beakers.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of beakers.
A lot of smoke going up, chair pouring green liquid into things.
Full disclosure: I love counters.
He does
all kinds of counters, laminate, solid surface. One of the things, and you're talking about solid surface, that I really love is the ability to have an undermount or an integrated sink.
Correct.
Which is key. Can you do the integrated sink as well as the undermounted with this product?
Absolutely. You can do either. So it's very similar to any of our other solid surface products. Behaves the same, fabricates the same, and then has the same installation alternatives, whether or not be the edges or be the sink, mounting.
So I think it's every woman's, mother's dream is to have the undermount sink because it helps clean up so
you
much.
You just
wipe everything
from
in,
counter,
and you don't have that crevice to have to deal with and everything.
Yeah, the lip of a stainless steel sink and a silicone bead and all that other stuff.
Well, that's a good segue back to me because across the aisle here we have a company that's helping us out. We're working integrated undermounted sinks for laminate as well as solid surface.
Get out of town.
For laminate?
I didn't even want to ask.
Hand on heart.
No, seriously?
I am very serious.
Is that available now?
It is available now.
Where does someone go?
We're not even taking a break. I'm just putting the headphones
Where does someone go to get that?
Go to your local
questions.
Go to your local dealer, but go to www.formica.com and look to your local dealer, and they can work with the big post-form fabricators that work with us, like Hearts and Kennedy, and they're able to do that under Mount Sync for us.
Now, can you get the cool new designs for the 180FX in the integrated sync?
Yes, you in an undermount sync. It won't be integrated. It won't have the same design.
Yeah.
But you put a stainless steel undermount to
That's
one
hot.
Of the 180FX designs, absolutely.
That is very hot.
That is, from even if you have $1 million, like, say, me.
Mark travels with just bags of money, you know. It looks like it's our equipment for our radio show, but really...
It's just cash, in case we need to buy a
car. It's hundreds, just in case.
But
he
smells like money.
That's why, you know, I fell in love with him.
The thing I like about laminate counters, and I've installed them on several remodels, one for budget, two for durability, but three... They're not soft in the sense of a pillow soft, but they're more giving than a slab of rock. And I like that.
They're more giving than a slab of rock.
They're super durable.
You wouldn't sleep on them? Now, later on...
I actually have my own friends.
Tomorrow, when you come into the show and Mark's curled up on your counter sleeping, he's testing out his theory whether or not you can sleep on them or not.
Chipping glasses.
We'll take the publicity.
Chipping plates.
I can lie
down right now.
He would.
It has a softer core, and therefore it doesn't have the same effect on ceramic housewares that a stone does.
Exactly. And I like that. It's warm to the touch. I mean, I get into that stuff. I said, full disclosure, I love the counter.
He does. And it is nice to see people coming by and touching everything and trying to figure out what it is. So congratulations to your R&D department, your designers, everyone else that's involved. And I'm going to give you credit for all of that, too.
I don't deserve it, but thank you very much, and thank you for having us on your show.
Well, you're welcome. And I still have a couple more questions for you, though. Oh. As far as the solid surface line goes, what's the color pattern palette that we have to choose from? How many do you have?
Right, so there's six new colors in the recycled line. So they're kind of warm, neutral colors for the bathroom or a lot of commercial applications as well. But then there's over 40 other colors in our existing Signature Series line that range from, you know, lights to darks, big particulates to small particulates. So there's a lot of different looks available in the solid surface line. And the new recycled stuff is in addition to our existing line.
And I'm looking over here, too, and it's those kinds of, yes, you have the soft, earthy tones, but I'm looking and I'm seeing, I don't want to diminish it by saying lime green because strong back, weak mind here.
Well, you know what?
But
that's
it's
the
like,
color of
it's
our bathroom at home.
Yeah, it's pow.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ability to get that. I mean, just, there's a sky blue, there's
For everyone
red.
Who can't see Mark because we're
there
on the radio.
I used to do this one as a kid to get in the cabinet.
He's actually trying to leap over
There's
the counter.
There's a solid surface. Given the way it's made, you have a lot of options in terms of pigments and what else you could do. So you can create just about any visual you want. And that's,
and I also
we have some of those.
Mention really quick, because we have to go to break, that the samples are printed on paper now, too, to help with the environment. And
there's
go
some
to
stuff
Twitter,
you want to keep.
Go to Twitter and follow them at Formica Group. And go to Formica.com to see all of these gorgeous surfaces, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Rhythm is in the sky, your eyes, your arms around, why can't you fly high above red dreams? Double step seems a perfect catch for the hell of it, is why you try. Would you not break? Would you live?